This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
We open today's Old Testament lesson with some time with Solomon, who gives to us, I think, an example that extends across all of these generations for how we should pray. It starts with God seeking out Solomon. This is a perhaps vulnerable time for Solomon. It's not at all clear that he is the one who would have taken David's throne. He's not David's oldest son. The marriage that produces Solomon is one that started out of sin and one that God condemned, at least at the beginning, until David was willing to do penance and seek God's forgiveness for that. Solomon comes to the throne after his older brothers, his stronger brothers, his more king-like brothers have all fought each other to the point that Solomon is the one who is left. And there's at least some indication that that is in part because of scheming on his mother's side, that she has pulled the strings to make sure it is her son who comes to the throne. In any event, it's not clear that Solomon is the strong king who can take David's throne, who can continue the reign of at least somewhat peace that David had brought to God's people up until this point. And so it's a bit perilous, it's a bit vulnerable in this moment. And it begins with God's action. God comes to Solomon first, seeks out Solomon, wants to give Solomon what he needs to fulfill his vocation, wants to give Solomon what he needs to be the king whom God would have him be. And the same is true for us. When we go to pray, long before we make it into these walls, long before we bend the knee at home or open our Bibles, or long before even maybe our parents brought us into walls like these to be baptized, God was seeking us out, reaching out to us, preparing a vocation and a ministry for us, and wishing that we would have the gifts to follow him into that. So it starts with God's action. God seeks out Solomon. And Solomon's response to that, to God seeking him out, to God asking him what he needs, is gratitude. Solomon starts his interaction with God giving thanks to God for the good things God had done for David and for God's people up until that point, and for the path to the throne. We may not agree with every step that took Solomon to the throne as being a good thing, but at least Solomon has the good sense to thank God for the ministry that is now laid on him. At least he knows to put that action in God's hands and to give thanks for what has led to that moment. And we too, when we come to pray, should start from a place of gratitude for what God has done for us, for bringing us safely to this day, for God's never-ending desire to be in relationship with us. When Solomon does get to the point of making his petition, of finally naming the thing he needs, he roots it in his vocation. He says, God, I have a huge job. These people are too numerous to count, and it lays before me to lead them as you wish. And so I need you to equip me for this ministry. And we too, like Solomon, lift up our vocations when we come to our prayers, or we ought to. In just a few minutes, we are going to baptize Jackson and Ariana, and we will ask them to join with us in the vocation that God has given each of us. They will join us in promising to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to work for justice and peace among all peoples, and to join with us in the fellowship of the disciples, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers. They will join with you and with me in holding that vocation at the center of their lives, we pray. Each of us has this vocation, whether you stood as Jackson and Ariana will and spoke for yourself, or if your parents brought you to church and made those promises on your behalf when you were too young to speak them for yourself, they are your vocation too. And so, like Solomon, we could learn to, when we ask God for what we need, root that into the things we've already promised to do for the building up of God's kingdom. This pleases God, according to the passage in Kings. Solomon's gratitude, his desire to have the gifts he needs to serve God's people, his request for wisdom instead of many other selfish things he might seek out. It pleases God so much, it doesn't continue on in what we read today, but if you looked in your Bibles, you would see that God says, yes, I'll give you wisdom, and not only that, I'll also give you riches and a long life and all of the things you didn't even ask for. And again, I think we could learn from that as well. We have colleagues in our church that say that we pray that God will give us those good things for which we cannot ask. In our blindness, we will not ask, or in our ignorance, we cannot ask. And yet we still pray that God might give us those things. And Solomon sets that example for us. He gets the wisdom he asks for, and he also gets good things which he dared not ask for in that moment. It starts with God's work in our lives, with seeing that, with knowing that God is always reaching out towards us. One of our prayers also says that God is always more willing to hear than we are to speak, more willing to give than we are to ask. And our response to that is gratitude. We root all that we ask for in the gratitude that God has already been working in our lives and that God has promised to meet us as we move forward, that in the future God is already there, spilling out his good gifts and equipping us for all that he would ask us to do. We're going to pray for that for Ariana and Jackson in a moment, too. We will pray that God will give them wisdom for what their lives hold, and that God will give them joy and wonder in God's works, and that God will give them the steadfastness and a foundation in their faith to carry forward in the vocation that they promise. And that is our prayer too for each other. We start with gratitude, and from that gratitude, from the gratitude that teaches us to recognize that God is already working in our lives, we see God's generosity poured out upon us. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.